This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do you buy underwear now online, or do you still go to a store and buy your underwear? I don't buy my underwear in person anymore. I just don't. And I think the reason why is a lot of my underwear, one, is still good. I mean, I still have underwear that, you know. But I also wear a lot of my husband's boxers. They're comfy. You know, I mean, I wear women's underwear when I go out, but around the house, well, or in the studio, I wear my husband's boxers, and it's fine. But I don't like buying underwear in public, you know, because people see it. When you go up to the cashier, they look at it, they look at the size, you know, they look at the type that you get. You know, I don't do the whole Victoria's Secret or the, like, Fedricks of Hollywood. I've been married 27 years. I don't have to do that now. I can do the Hanes Herway, cotton, whatever's comfortable. Yeah, you know, I'm practical. Yeah, you know, none of this thong stuff. I'm done with that. I'm too old for that. But it's getting harder for those of you that do want to buy underwear in person. It's getting more difficult as we're looking at pictures right now of Walmarts and Targets who are locking up underwear and socks as thefts have been surging over the past year. Stores have had to put certain items behind lock and key. Now, usually it was electronics and toiletries, and Daily Mail has posted pictures of what underwear and men's and women's underwear look like, behind glass cases. And then you need, obviously, an employee to help you pick the underwear you want. Now, I don't like to do that because if I want to look at the prices and I want to save a little money, I don't want that person standing there while I'm looking at the underwear. So I'll just go online and buy it. But apparently shoppers at stores, these were in the Bay Area of California, found that two of their, you know, larger stores now have things that are locked up. Socks, underwear, and it's a sign. It's really embarrassing that a store can't have items on shelves. I really think that's going to be the thing of the past. I think if DAs and cities don't crack down on theft, and they go, you know what, as long as it's under $1,000 each time, you're fine. You know, we don't have room in the jail, so it, honestly, you know, you're feeding your family with the underwear. Go ahead. Eventually, why should these stores exist? They might as well just sell online. And if you do lose your big box stores, or any store for that matter, then all the little stores that piggyback off of the traffic go under too. I'm really nervous about that. One customer had told NBC that they wanted to buy boxer shorts, and they waited 10 minutes till a staff member was free to unlock the case and get them. Yeah, I don't think the employees want to do that either. They have other things to do, especially since they're understaffed. But, you know, what I'm really worried about is this type of defense towards rampant crime is really hurting people in communities that don't have access to, okay, well, you know, I could order something online and then have it delivered to my house. The average person works. See, I don't have things delivered to my house. I'm never home. I'm working. So I have to have it delivered to work. So my underwear, if I buy underwear, has to be delivered to work. But that would be the average person. If they, you know, and you know, if they need to run in and get something, for it to be locked up and you go through that embarrassment, and you know, I notice the aisles are empty. People don't want to go to stores like that. You know, people would go. I've never liked shopping. You know, my friends are like, oh yeah, you know, why don't this weekend we go shopping? I'm like, call me after you go shopping. I'd rather go hiking. I'd rather see a movie. I'd rather go to dinner. But you do your shopping, and then when you're all done, then call me. I can't stand shopping. So if I have to shop, it better be quick and easy. I got to go to the grocery store after my show today, and I'm dreading it. I can't stand going shopping. I got to go into the store. I got to get things. I got to find what I need to. I have to look at the prices that are ridiculous. I think gallons of milk are almost $4 a gallon. I have to complain. Then I have to go through the lines. I can't stand it. I hate shopping. And, oh, you know, these stores have banked on people could peruse, they could look at things, the packaging. That's another thing, too, marketing. Yeah, in a past life, I did marketing. And so one thing that attracts you with a store is the packaging. I mean, I don't know if you've noticed these men's underwear packages, but you know, you're like, ooh, I could look like that. I could have that stomach. I can have that look with these underwear. Well, if you can barely see the package because it has to be under lock and key, you're just trying to find anything. And once these stores close, there's a report that many of these pharmacies that are closing are sadly going to affect communities that are predominantly minority. And it really starts to hurt the populations that, you know, need access to easy shopping and access to and small business. And I really fear that where things are going, if they don't control crime, is communities that deserve to have access to, you know, stores and products. They're going to be ghost towns because small business will not be able to survive if there's not a box store that's there thriving as well. And people are, I think people are at the point now where they're like, I'm not going to go shopping. Now, me, if I'm going to buy an electronic, I would like to try it out. I'd like to see what's out there. Get a look before I buy it. I can't stand shopping online, too, because you don't know what you're getting. And boy, have I gotten, I've gotten really crap sent to me from online. But we really got to do something because these companies, they're going to just go under. And then what do consumers do? 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Show 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's been a lot of confusion when it comes to AI. A headline that came out today is the International Monetary Fund has warned that AI, artificial intelligence, will affect 40% of jobs globally, with many minorities at risk, widening inequality. On the other end, we had the headline yesterday where medical errors are happening in the hundreds of thousands of year, more likely to affect women, minorities, and there's been a call for AI to help minimize that. So joining us is an expert, and thank God, I'm so glad he's joining us. We have Mark Eckhart, CEO of Common. Mark is the brainchild. 1 Million Truths created that, co-founder and CEO of Common. It's a worldwide business community founded by ad legend Alex Bogusky, Anna Bogusky, John Weilenberg, and Rob Shulham, and Common builds, launches, and promotes businesses and ideas to accelerate social innovation. Mark is here to kind of talk to us about what AI-driven solutions could do to help. Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, man, well, we appreciate you. So as you could see, yeah, people don't know, is it good, is it bad? What is your take on AI and how we could use it to help?
It's a big open question, and it's a valid and it's a very important question. And just to kind of point to the examples that you shared with me or shared with us right at the top here, it's possible that those models are old and were built on old data. And so they need updating. They need different values infused to them. They mm-hmm. need oversight. There needs to be transparency. That said, for me, AI is about human beings in relationship with this very powerful technology. It's about how we steward this technology ethically. I think it has the power to transform the world and to resolve the disparities that you mentioned. And so I'm very excited about it, and I believe it can be the source of so many solutions.
Very, yeah. I'm too. Talk to us about 1 Million Truths.
1 Million Truths is a science-based initiative that's dedicated to racial healing and reconciliation. Our mission is to transform the way we think about and respond to racial conflict in our lives, in our communities, and throughout the country by leveraging AI, of course.
And, you know, I'm glad we, you know, this is being created and this is being utilized, because I think a lot of people are confused over what racism is. You know, they understand the horrible, obvious elements of it. But, you know, as we had spoken on the show about some medical errors and how some people might not understand that they're giving those minorities the wrong medication, thinking they're not being discriminatory, they might not understand that something that they could be doing could actually be hurting a demographic. And so is this what AI could help differentiate and help teach people?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm going to back up. I'm going to one step back really quickly. We view racism through the lens of intractable conflict. So we see what we refer to as historic racism as an expression or an element of intractable conflict. And examples of intractable conflict are the war in the Middle East, for example, and the war in Ukraine. So these problems that have long histories that tend to flare up and sometimes very, very violently. And the thing that makes intractable conflict extremely difficult to solve is the fact that they're not caused by one single thing. They're caused by many different sources of tension that combine and feed off one another. And understanding that is critical to healing and reconciliation and addressing the problems that you've already touched on a few times in our conversation.
Wonderful. And so AI, how do you use that power? How does AI help?
AI is going to help us analyze and more deeply understand our collective experience. So for 1 Million Truths, the core of our activities is extending an invitation to all Americans to share their experiences, their struggles, their pains, and their triumphs and their hopes as it pertains to racial and ethnic conflict. And in the context of America, we're all touched by this dynamic. So just imagine 1 million stories or more, preferably, that get analyzed by AI. And as a result of that, we rendered different insights, different perspectives. Maybe we identify things that are working really well that nobody knows about that can be mm-hmm. replicated. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll find behaviors and ways of thinking that are prohibiting progress in spite of the fact that we think that they're actually really positive and good, et cetera, et cetera. So it begins with our personal stories and our collective experience, and then we harness the power of this technology, and then we come together based on that analysis to do good work and design comprehensive, effective solutions.
It's a huge data set. You're right. I mean, the 1 million, I think it's brilliant. Yeah, I think there was a Gallup poll looking at, you know, how people look at affirmative action, and there's been many people in the minority populations that supported its reversal. And so, you know, you're actually getting data from individuals, not just, you know, well, this is what we think and this is what, these are people's chances to be, to give their perspective. And it's fascinating. I think, what made you decide to start this project?
My personal experience. I've shared with a few people earlier today that my experience with racial and ethnic conflict began while I was in my mother's womb. If you were to look at me, you wouldn't know that I'm half Italian. And when my birth mother became pregnant, she realized that her family and close community would reject her for having a child of mixed race. Mm-hmm. So she made the compassionate, difficult choice to give me up for adoption. But fast forward to the moment where I created 1 Million Truth. At that point, I was at a loss. I was out of ways to respond to people rolling down their window and yelling at me as they drove by in their car. I didn't know what to do or how to respond to the gentleman who threatened me physically a few years ago, and on and on and on. So I found myself at a place of having no way out. And I was angry, I felt alone, and I felt inadequate. And the definitions and the tools and the information that I had at that point were no longer getting the job done. And so I simply began by saying, here's my truth, here's what I'm going through. And fortunately, my community responded positively. And those who were shocked and blown away and couldn't believe my lifetime experiences were really the impetus to move forward with 1 Million Truths. And so it began by my truth and inviting other people to begin sharing their truth.
And there's not a lot of information out there. And so, you know, we have family members of mixed race, and it's going to, you know, continue to expand, obviously, as, you know, we are a growing population, and we are, you know, embracing, you know, people of all demographics. Of course, there's going to be many individuals who will maybe struggle, you know, with as you struggled. And so this being a resource is fantastic. In the last couple minutes, tell us about Common, your company Common.
Sure. We founded Common in 2010 to help people design solutions to the world's biggest, most challenging problems. Over the years, we've worked with people in 38 different industries in 27, 28 different countries. We've helped them generate immeasurable social and environmental impact. And we've also helped them generate about $100 billion in organizational value. And so that work has allowed me to work with presidential candidates and top economists and really, really talented up-and-coming entrepreneurs and even Fortune 500 executives as well. And so I've just been in this place where I've been working at the intersection of climate change and biodiversity loss and human migration and macroeconomics and conflict and peace building. And it's just exposed me to a lot. And so when 1 Million Truths came to mind, I made the choice to bring everything that I could bring to bear and Common could bring to bear to do this very important work to bring us together and to heal and reconcile.
Well, God bless you, Mark. Can you give our listeners, how can they find out more information?
Absolutely. So we're beginning a 2-year effort to record 1 million or more truths. And so this is an invitation to all Americans, regardless of race or ethnicity. You don't need to be an expert. You don't need to be an activist. You just need to be you and be willing to share a story and experience that's relative to conflict across racial and ethnic lines. Please go to 1milliontruths.com. We spell the words out, 1 million and truths with an S. 1milliontruths.com, and you can be part of our movement by recording your story, being part of the database, and then being invited to participate in creating solutions.
Mark Eckhart, thank you so much, and your team at Common, and we appreciate all the great work you're doing.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Are Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
USA News Update. Winter weather making air travel difficult across the country. More than 1,200 flights are already canceled and 1,300 delayed today. That's on top of yesterday's 3,300 that were canceled. Donald Trump easily won the Iowa GOP caucuses, more than doubling the 24% support he received in 2016. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis edged out former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley for second place. Rex Huerman, the man accused of killing three sex workers whose remains were found along the Long Island coast in 2010, is now being charged in a fourth murder. He's now being charged with the murder of Maureen Brainerd Barnes, whose remains were found near Gilgo Beach in 2010. Corey Myers, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason, who is our producer today. Okay, so this is something that doesn't really get talked about a lot, and I think we need to talk about it. We talk about everything on the show, don't we? Right. Sometimes we even talk about what you want to hear. But there's a term that I think is appropriate for what many of us are feeling right now, and it's called football funk. And I think a lot of people feel football funk this time of year, and it's really hard to get around it. It's very similar to what happens around the holidays, where everybody seems to be all excited about the holidays, but some people are like, you know, I'm thinking about my lost loved ones, I have to deal with the in-laws, I'm not as happy as everybody else. And football funk can set in very insidiously, and you might not know that could be going on. You know, remember I told you January is not my best month? I don't really feel that happy in January. I'm very happy. September, October, November, December. I love the holidays and Halloween and, you know, all that. But January, just because all the Christmas lights are down and all that. Well, maybe part of it is football funk. You all know that I am a Dallas Cowboy fan. Enough said. That was painful. Their loss to the Packers was painful. And so you with football, you go through all season rooting for your team. And you might know that your team is not going to succeed in the playoffs. I mean, it's the Cowboys. I mean, they have made it to the Super Bowl, you know, many times, but not, you know, when I've been watching it closely in the last few decades. So, you know, when you love a team so much, and you support them, and you put so much energy and time just to see them lose and lose miserably, it's painful. You know, and we watch these games, like you saw Eagle fans yesterday getting their butts kicked by the Bucks. Not easy to watch. Those fans were, you know, and I got family in Tampa, and I got family in Florida, so my family supports the Bucks. I thought the Eagles would still pull it off, but you know, no big deal. I don't care. Didn't really, you know, put that much into it. But still crushing. Just absolutely crushing. And so many people, if you look online, and if people are trying to ask, how do you manage this? Because we're still surrounded by football. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we're going to be hosting the Super Bowl. And it does get a little depressing when you can't afford a ticket. Here you are for decades saying Vegas should have a Super Bowl. We have the most brilliant weather for it. The weather is going to be beautiful that time of year, so you don't have to be in the snow. You have land. You have hotels. You know, you've been advocating for it. You've been supporting it. Your tax dollars are going to it, and you can't even go. And there's going to be all this excitement, and you don't even get any part of it. You're going to be home watching TV. Or your team's not a part of it. And so, you know, how you deal with football funk is going to be kind of similar to how you deal with the holidays if that's not what you're into. Because we are surrounded by it. The next 4 weeks is going to be all about the playoffs. And I love the Ravens, too, so I am excited about what happens in the playoffs. I've been excited about what the Niners have been doing. So I am very, you know, interested still in the playoffs. But for some people, they just can't watch. And it's interesting because I've spoken to people who said, I just can't watch. I don't care what happens with the Bills. I just can't watch football anymore. Once I lose, I'm done. And so whether it's the holidays, whether it's football, whether it's you just got dumped, and so you can't see a movie where somebody is, you know, like a, you know, in a relationship, you know, a rom-com or whatever, there's a way to manage that. So the first thing we tend to do is avoidance. We're like, okay, I'm just going to lock myself in the house so I don't see anything holiday-ish. I don't see anything football-ish. I won't see any of these commercials with love and kissing. The first thing we do is we isolate, which is a defense mechanism. And, you know, maybe day one, not bad, but that's not the best thing to do long-term. The best thing to do long-term, because you're so surrounded by it, is face it and look at the positive. I mean, my team made it to the playoffs. Cowboys made the wild card round. That was huge. Great. Then find something else to pique your interest. Is it another team? Is it, you know, the Australian Open tennis? Is it, well, there's other things. Basketball season's coming. Then baseball, you know, hockey's still going on. So, you know, if you are that into sports, it's very, very easy to distract yourself with something else. You know, but like with relationships and getting dumped, and you need to, you know, not hide, you know, from it. You need to get back in it. When I was in a car accident, my first reluctance was, and I was in multiple car accidents when I moved to L.A. in the 90s, just because I wasn't used to the drivers and people slammed. In fact, when I was there this weekend, somebody slammed on their brakes to parallel park to go backwards. And this is in the middle of a busy highway. We were in Wilshire, for crying out loud. What the hell are you doing? So your first inclination is, okay, well, I'm not going to drive anymore. Well, that's a mistake. You need to be able to drive. So my husband said the next day, you're getting back in a car to overcome that. Otherwise, that fear is going to set in. So we have now some really good divisional rounds and, you know, playoffs that are continuing, and then, you know, AFC Championship, NFC Championship, and then Super Bowl. And, you know, you don't have to hide from it. You know, if you like, and in fact, also use it as learning. That's why I like fantasy football, because fantasy football, you have a little bit of peace. And, you know, with fantasy football, it's not just about your team. You could be playing, you know, based on other players of other teams. You could have, you know, Baker Mayfield as your, you know, on your fantasy football team, and you have nothing to do with the Bucks usually. So, you know, fantasy football kind of helps with that if you're extended it through the playoffs. But this football funk, you're not alone. And if you're upset and you're sick of it and you wish football season was over, you're not alone. It's just you got to get through another month. So my recommendation is, you know, find a team that you do support. Usually what helps me, to be honest, is whoever screwed over your team, I want to see that team get their butt kicked. So I want to see the Packers get crushed. That's enough for me. I'm good. I'm ready to watch more football. You know, and also, don't let something pervade your life so much. Now, I love football, and I get it. And a lot of my life I could metaphor into football. But that my life should be a lot more vast. I should have multiple more aspects of my life. Same thing with relationships. But one of the reasons why the breakups never ended me or never made me depressed is because my relationship was only a part of my life. Now, maybe that's why we broke up. But I had class. I had school. I had work. So, all right, yeah, this sucks, but I got other things to do that I got to be at. And oftentimes, many people, that relationship, when there's problems, that it ruins the whole rest of their life. Don't let that happen. The holidays are fantastic. I love Christmas and all that. But for those people that don't, you know, there's other parts to November and other parts to December that, you know, warrant your attention. It doesn't always have to be. It's just we get inundated with everything because society always feels like they're preaching to the choir, that everybody feels this way because it's cool and it's a way to bring community together for all, you know, celebrating Christmas. It's great to say Merry Christmas if we're all celebrating Hanukkah, if we're celebrating something good. Everybody's celebrating something. The truth of the matter is last month people weren't celebrating. People were in mourning. Now, and society just forgets about them. So it's on us when we feel like the outliers to figure out ways to cope. But we're not the outliers. There's many of us there. So if you have the football funk, you're not alone. 1-877-DOCTALLY. Don't go away.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one concern I have with the border as a doctor is, you know, the medical illnesses that could come across. If we are not doing the thorough screening that was done during the Ellis Island days, where if you're sick, you're not coming across because people are sneaking over, or and I apologize, I have some volume of audio coming in, or because people aren't being tested, or we just don't have the ability to treat, then obviously it's a concern. And one concern I've been on the lookout for and trying to warn other medical professionals is multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis. We've had a few cases. There's been some current cases in hospitals that my colleagues are reporting. And it's not always coming from, international, but we don't vaccinate for tuberculosis here because it hasn't been endemic. And many of us, have been able to isolate and address the rare cases. And unfortunately, because things are a little bit chaotic as it comes to the border or people coming in and not getting screened, we can very easily become susceptible to infectious disease. Well, one of the latest, concerns is also measles. And health officials are warning of a possible measles exposure that they believe originated at Dulles Ronald Reagan airports, so D.C., as well as others. So the nation's capital are warning thousands of possible measles exposure after a confirmed case traveled through two of the busiest airports in the region. You have Dulles, and then you have Ronald Reagan. They said D.C. Health said the potential exposure occurred at the international arrivals area of the main terminal at Dulles International Airport between 4 and 8 p.m. on Wednesday, January 3rd, and then at Terminal A at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport the following day. And they say D.C. Health was notified of a confirmed case of measles in a person who traveled through D.C. area airports returning from international travel. Now, some of you are saying, well, are we vaccinated against it? The majority of people are. The majority of us got our MMR, our measles, mumps, and rubella. But measles is a very highly contagious illness. It can spread through the air, droplet transmission. If people sneeze on you or cough or spray it when they say it. And even though many measles cases can be mild, sometimes it could be serious. And you have stages of measles. Fevers could be high. You could have runny nose, watery red eyes, a cough. Somebody with a fever, a runny nose, red eyes, and a cough might be diagnosed with COVID originally or another sort of virus. I can't tell you how many people have called up saying, I need antibiotic eye drops. I have pink eye. I'm like, what are your symptoms? I got a runny nose, cough, red eyes. Well, these symptoms could come about a week to 2 weeks after being exposed. Then with the second stage, about 3 to 5 days after symptoms start, you might start to see the rash. And people with measles can be contagious days before the rash. The rash tells other people that they're sick, but they may be contagious with the other symptoms or even not having symptoms before they develop the rash. And so, many people do not really look at measles as the most scariest thing. Personally, I have seen some serious cases, infection, encephalitis, inflammation of the brain, and you can die from measles. Even though most cases are self-limiting and resolve without major sequelae, still, it is a concern. And so, we have vaccination that obviously people can do, but, public health officials, when they try to report these things, it doesn't usually get out there. It's not that sexy. I mean, we have some major news stories going on right now that affect our health. We're having an uptick in deaths from COVID. We don't have enough blood in our hospitals and medical centers. We have a huge, huge shortage. We have these outbreaks, but that doesn't get make the news. Was it the Grammys or the Emmys or something recently? And what everybody wore? Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce is usually in the news. These other stories aren't sexy. And then when it happens to you and you're like, well, what the hell happened to me? Why didn't anybody say anything? It's because it just doesn't get the news. There was, I think, a huge anti-Israel protest in front of a hospital in New York City because they were helping fund a hospital in Israel who takes care of Muslims and Israelis and all that. People don't cover it. It's all about the Iowa caucuses. It's all about, media picks and chooses what they cover. And so, you know, with infectious disease, we have to be aware that things are changing. The vaccines we've got, I'd love to think we're one and done, like polio. Even though polio, you get, you know, 2, 4, 6 months and a year. But I'd like to think that once you finish your vaccination, you're good, you're done. I think we've learned that that's not always the case, especially with other viruses and, you know, bacteria and, you know, flu, COVID. And, you know, I'm not sure from which country this person came from, if they were in the international, you know, going through customs or, you know, having to clear their passport in order to come to the United States. But, you know, being as busy as we are and it being a little chaotic, we do have the potential for things from other countries to hit us. Now, in this day and age, we do have treatments for tuberculosis. We do have treatments. And so, fortunately, if something does come our way that's not endemic to us, that comes from other countries, you know, we should be able to take care of it. It's just a lot of medical professionals aren't looking for it. You know, our reliance on telemedicine, even though it has, I think, helped save a lot of lives because people had access to a doctor who said, look, you got to go and get seen, as opposed to them kind of ignoring symptoms or being able to get treated over the phone. A major concern I'm worried about is people will steer the diagnosis and bias the doctor to what they have. So people will call up going, I have bronchitis, I need a Z-Pak, don't ask me any more questions. And I'm like, well, are you coughing up any blood? How long have you had the cough? Now, oh, I've been coughing for weeks. And have you been losing any weight? Yeah, but I'm doing it on purpose. Okay, well, if you have a cough, if you have blood in your sputum and you're losing weight, that could be tuberculosis. But if somebody calls up and tells the doctor, who's, you know, working pretty quickly because they, you know, only get paid per patient, like, okay, fine, you want a Z-Pak, here you go. That person could be walking around spreading tuberculosis and never get diagnosed. See, in my office, if you walked in, or in my urgent care or ER, you walked in and I had to examine you, or you said I had a cough, I need a Z-Pak, I would examine you. If something didn't sound right, I'd do an X-ray. If I heard you were coughing up blood, you bet your butt I'd do an X-ray to make sure you didn't have pneumonia, to make sure you didn't have cancer, to make sure you didn't have TB. But over the phone, people learn. They're like, I couldn't get a medication when I said that, so I'm going to not say it. Oh, I just have a cough. All I need is this. I'm good. Do you have this, this, this? No. You know how many people lie, say, no, chest, I don't have any of that. No. And then the spouse gets on the phone. They have major chest pain, and they were dizzy. They almost passed out the night before. Well, then get to an ER. What are you doing? Asking for an antibiotic. This could be heart-related. So you need to be aware that just because you never had it before, just because you haven't gotten notification from a school, you know, it doesn't mean you're completely in the clear. We just had a major exposure to tuberculosis in our neck of the woods, in a school district, in our local school district, to tuberculosis, as somebody went to multiple schools not knowing they had it and affecting others. Or exposing others. That's pretty significant. And so you need to be aware and you need to do your own reading. I don't want you panicking and thinking that you have sarcoidosis, you know, if you don't. But, you know, if at all you're concerned that you have something that might not, you know, be COVID, shall we say, get yourself checked out. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.